The National Guard has never been deployed in that manner by the President of the United States. What's different?
President Trump sent a National Guard to help us protect public safety here. You've seen the videos. Go to these protests and see what's happening. We got protesters making threats against officers, assaulting officers. Now, just recently, within the last hour, we got protests with Molotov cocktails. The protesters are purposely trying to overwhelm law enforcement. President Trump's bringing the National Guard. Again, I want to be clear, not just to protect the law enforcement officers, to protect this community, because people are going to get injured. I'm telling you, the rhetoric is so high against ICE officers in this city. It's a matter of time before someone gets seriously hurt.
You said killed earlier today.
Absolutely.
You believe that ICE might kill someone on the streets of L.A.?
What I said was, if this rhetoric continues and this violence continues, someone's going to lose their life. It's an anti-Trump agenda, anti-ICE agenda, and they're going to keep coming. But we got help coming, and we're going to do our job, and we're going to continue doing that job.
You've also mentioned Mayor Karen Bass and Governor Gavin Newsom, and there have been threats, you know, previously that if you stand in the way of your enforcement operations, you know, you could be subject potentially to arrest. Are you saying that about Mayor Bass and Governor Newsom? Are they at risk of being arrested?
I'll say it about anybody. You cross that line, it's a felony to knowingly harbor and conceal an illegal alien. It's a felony to impede law enforcement from doing their job.
Do you think that the mayor of L.A. is doing that?
If she crossed that line, we'll ask DOJ to prosecute. Do I think she's crossed the line? I don't think she's crossed the line yet. But I'm telling you, the warning we're sending is we're not going to tolerate people attacking our officers.